Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is author and member of the Las Cruces Writers Group, Charmaine Samuelson, to talk to us about the group. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily, so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Tell us about the Las Cruces Writers Group.
Well, the Las Cruces Writers Group has been in existence actually for over 20 years, but because it is a volunteer group, it has waxed and waned over the years and has at times been inactive. And recently, a man named George Pintar picked up the reins of the group and actually gave it a vision, which is writers helping writers. So that's sort of a short answer about what the group is about, published and unpublished writers helping each other to get from a thought in their mind or an idea to pen to publication.
And how long have you been with the group?
Only about 6 months. I actually found out about the group after they had a successful book signing last July. And that was headed up by George Pintar, who is an 89-year-old new author himself. And he's the one that is trying to get the group activated again. And because of that book signing last July, not only I joined, but we have now over 35 active members versus a handful just a few months ago.
So what is the group's significance to the community?
Well, I think that, you know, writers and authors sometimes feel alone out there in the world because you are sitting writing and that is a solitary process. But how do you connect with other authors? How do you connect with a way to get your material read? How do you get your book published? How do you function in the real world, like going to the office or working in a manufacturing plant with those creative aspirations you have to be a writer? And so one way it's relevant as from a personal experience, I could say, don't wait to start writing until you're retired or rich or famous, because, you know, you may never get anything written. And I remember when I started writing a long time ago when I was young, but then as an adult, I really had to make that conscious decision. I'm just going to write now. And I would go home from work and write a couple of hours and also on weekends, because I knew that if I waited, I would never get it done. So this group can be very relevant to anyone out there that's listening. Someone like me can be an encouragement to others. You know, get your ideas down on pen and paper in your typewriter and get going, because don't wait. You know, there really is no tomorrow. There's really only today. So we try to encourage each other in that way. And we have not only a general business meeting monthly, but we follow that with the breakout sessions that are focused on editing, publishing. How do you start and write a book? And if you have written a book, what do you do then? So we are trying to, I guess, in a way, be a lot of things to many people, but that's okay.
Writers helping writers. How do you see the Las Cruces Writers Group doing that with the community? Not only helping writers, but writers and authors that help the community of Las Cruces.
You know, I think about it like years ago when I lived in Albuquerque, I was a member of the Southwest Writers Group, which now is very large and very famous. And at that time, they were offering seminars, writing seminars, publication seminars. They would have an annual conference with, they would invite publishers and agents from New York and all over the place to give you an opportunity to meet those people. They would have book signings with someone like Tony Hillerman, who I was very fortunate to meet. Those are the kinds of opportunities, though, that we as a Las Cruces Writers Group can begin to offer to people as we go along.
And what type of a writer are you? Fiction, nonfiction, historical?
Yes. Well, I actually write in different genres, and I just released a new novel. It's called The Lost Kingdom of Gold, which is a treasure hunt, and with a lot of murder mysteries thrown in, about the elusive Lost Kingdoms of Gold that haunted the Spanish conquistadors. So where were they? Did they really exist? And do they exist today? So that's what that book is about. I also am a certified master hypnotherapist, and I just released a book, Hypnotize Yourself Happy in 3 Easy Steps. And because I do believe in hypnosis and the therapeutic value, but a lot of people don't really understand hypnosis and how it can be beneficial in your life and also in your creativity. So I thought, well, I'd put all this down in a book and let people get an idea. And then my husband, John Samuelson, and I co-published a full-color coffee table photography book, The Wild Mustangs of the Onaki Mountains of Utah. He's been a photographer for many years. And we went on an adventure to photograph the wild herd, and we're fortunate to find them. And that was a very mystical experience, I can tell you that. So I love the creative process, Emily, I guess you could say. I enjoy it very much.
Coming up, the Holiday Book Nans of Book Signing, December the 11th on Saturday from 2 to 5 at the Mesilla Valley Mall. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, this is really interesting because we were out trying to find a venue for the book signing, and an idea came up to have it at the mall. And so I called the general manager, Loretta Pena, and asked her if we could visit. And we did. And I said, well, you know, we're looking for the complimentary space to hold a book signing. Why not the mall? Because that is a very busy time of the year. And she really embraced that idea and is offering our space at the mall to our writers group. There are 10 of us, free of charge. She's doing it as a community service, as a give back. She's been the general manager, I think, 6 to 8 months. And she's very progressive and community oriented. So we are very grateful for her. So we have 10 authors, December the 11th from 2 to 5. And we have every genre available. We're going to have fiction, nonfiction, memoirs, photography books. And, you know, there's probably something for everyone. We have just been putting up flyers at the mall, by the way, on the doors, which list all the authors. So we'd love everyone to come out and say hi.
What part of the mall will the Book Nanza be?
We are going to be set up outside of the Barnes & Noble store. So it's a great location for folks that are looking for autographed books for Christmas gifts. And Barnes & Noble is in full support of our being there because they are also fantastic, super people of the community. And so it's sort of like, yeah, sure, why not? Everybody participate. And, you know, if you're looking for a gift that you don't know who to get somebody, come get an autographed book. It's always a big hit. I would love to invite everyone that has that book within them. I think everybody does have a book within them somewhere, or a thought or an idea, to come out and come to our group and get involved. We are seeking active members. Because as we grow, we're going to need more active members. But don't be bashful. Don't be shy. You have to start somewhere if you haven't already. And if you are a published author, we'd love to embrace you into our group. And, you know, my philosophy has always been there's power in numbers. And just look at this. I mean, we can get our group going and do book signings and other events. So we would love, love, love to meet you.
How can you become a member of the Las Cruces Writers Group? Do you have a website?
We do, and it's so easy. Our website is lascrucesritersgroup.org, and just send an email to info@lascrucesritersgroup.org. There is a nominal annual fee to help us defray expenses, which doesn't really cover everything. So we all volunteer and chip in when we need to.
Thank you so much, Charmaine Samuelson, author and volunteer member of the Las Cruces Writers Group. Thank you for telling us about writers helping writers.
Thank you, Emily, so very much. And we really appreciate your time and energy today for us. Thank you.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.